It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project as we team up with the Licking County Humane Society to get these critters in forever homes. And with today's Pet of the Week is Kelly Smith.
Hi, Wally. Today, let's meet Squash, an adorable six-month-old tabby cat. This sweet boy is one of the kindest, calmest cats you'll ever meet. He gets along well with all his other cat roommates, and he's very happy to get attention from people. Based on his behavior with other cats, he will most likely be just fine living in a house with dogs. Squash has been with us for 3 months. He came to the shelter after being surrendered by his owner, who was unable to take care of him any longer. If you're looking for a very lovable companion, come meet Squash. The shelter is open Thursday, 12 to 6, and Friday through Sunday, 12 to 4.
Let's talk about this. As a dog owner, and sometimes you switch up food, and then your dogs don't like it, what do you do with it? Well, I have an idea. I'm going to let Kelly tell you how you can donate it to help out the shelter.
Yes, thank you so much, Wally. Right, if you have unused pet food at your home, like Wally said, maybe your pet's tastes have changed, or he didn't like that new brand of food you bought him, please don't throw that food away. Licking County Humane Society will happily accept pet food donations at our shelter during our business hours. We actually provide that donated food to pet owners in need. So if you're looking for an even more convenient way to donate your unused pet food, you can drop it off at any one of our donation sites. They are the Granville Milling Company, both Newark and Johnstown locations, Tractor Supply Company, the Heath, Johnstown, and Pataska locations, and Petco and Heath. If you yourself are in need of some pet food assistance, you can pick up pet food once a month at the Licking County Humane Shelter. You can also pick up pet food at the Food Pantry Network of Licking County and the Licking County Aging Partners.
Sounds like a plan to me. And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed and your dogs licensed.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Wally.